All right, we're here. We made it.
It seemed to have.
We seemed to. That's right. We got no avail here over in the co-pilot's chair. And boy, what a fancy one it is.
Oh, it is, too. It's a real throne.
Yeah.
Especially a little hole in the lid.
Well, it's the only spare chair we had, right?
Because this handles what raises and lowers the... No, that isn't it. I didn't know what that does. Okay.
That's not it. Anyways, it's a crispy one out there this morning,
it
folks.
It is, and the moon's still shining bright.
Yeah, I'll tell you, she's some dark out there. And, and it's supposed to get darker for, what, another month? Or when's it finally start to change?
December 21st is when it's supposed to start changing, but what it seems to do is it stays light later, but it doesn't get light any earlier in the morning until sometime in January.
Yeah,
don't know how. It's not the way it's supposed to work, but it's the way it works here.
Yeah,
that way.
That's because we don't change our clocks here.
That's right, and then it just screws the whole celestial mechanism up.
Well, and the cattle get ticked too.
Yeah, I've heard about that. They're having troubles down on the flats.
The cows are going, "Hey, what's going on?"
Yeah, really. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
you can only hold this stuff for so long.
But here it is. It's the coldest temperature of the day. Of the year so far, or of the fall period, -8 we're sitting at.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and speaking of cows.
At least we're able to sit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's not a block of ice.
And that's right. We don't have to stand through this.
Although I have been standing for much of this show in the last week, it seems. But winds are out of the east-northeast at 11 kilometers an hour, and humidity is sitting at 71%. We got that kilopascal thing happening here. I still don't know what it means, but it is rising. So rising is a good thing.
That's a good thing as a rule.
Yeah, we know.
Same for the sun.
Yep, that's right. And that should be happening soon.
Should.
But look at, they're calling for sunny conditions today and a high of -2. Clear again tonight, going down to -8. And then for like the next, right through to next Wednesday, we're getting highs of -1, -2. That's it.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. Could be colder.
Could be worse. Look at Alberta for crying out loud.
I can't see it from here. The mountains are in the way.
Yeah, but we'll call up a picture for you later.
We'll get some more paintings on your computer, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I guess they've just been having a hell of a deal in Calgary. And
yeah. Amber was really whining yesterday. And it's cold here.
Oh, you shouldn't. Don't say she was whining.
Just
vigorously.
Yeah, she was just complaining.
There you go. That's a better one.
Yeah. Whining's for whiners.
That's right.
Yeah. And there's no whining in baseball, so. Or is there?
Yeah, I think there is.
Yeah. It's the crying.
It's the crying. Yeah. There's no crying.
Yeah. Anyways, we've got an awesome show for you today, folks.
Even awesomer than the other day?
Oh, well, yesterday was... It was pretty good.
I missed yesterday, but man, the day before I...
Oh, so
it was...
Was that the day of Found Me?
Pardon?
Was that the day of Found Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't play Ramblin' Man. Don't play Ramblin'.
That's right, yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good song you played, too, Trouble No More.
No, I didn't. I stopped that one. I gave it the hook. I played...
You gave it the hook?
I did. I played. Ended up playing Steel Days.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I played one with Duane Allman and Aretha Franklin, actually.
Really?
After when the show ended. So I thought that was kind of a nice tune.
There. Yeah, no kidding. And you played a whole bunch of Joe Walsh, too.
Yeah,
he did Turn to Stone. And
yeah, he was my album highlight that day, or artist highlight, because it was Joe's birthday as well.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was kind of a fun day, good music-wise. But anyways, I got some G.G. Gray and Mofro to lead things off here right now. The Sweetest Thing. And it is a pretty good tune. But
that's it, right?
Oh, I do. I had to look.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
I had to make sure I had the dials right. But it's from the Georgia Warhorse album of 2010. And feel free to sing along with this one if you like.
Oh, I plan to.
I could tell. Yeah, I just looked in your eyes here.
Yeah.
Gary's going to start singing.
Yeah. Put my glasses down so they don't fall off in the singing.
Okay. Here we go. Spin it.
down by the sea, staring at the sunset. All those colors of light, like a flame through the heart. Oh, but I never saw a sunset, woman, till I met you. Down by the sea, staring on the heaven. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now those stars in the sky, those beacons of light. Yeah, yeah. But I never even noticed them until I met you. Whoa, that's why I said, yeah. You're the sweetest thing.
From time to time. met, we were both living far from home, trying to get by and tired of being alone. For a moment, I thought she was mine, 'cause she had a voice I just wanted to believe. She said her mother was full-blood Cherokee and her daddy was a Union man down in the mines, fighting the good fight across the Harlan County line. Trouble she had to handle back home. Then she gave me a number and said, call anytime. If I ever made it cross the Harlan County line. Disappear out on the highway, and I lost her number somewhere along the way. So I'll say a little prayer that she's doing fine. Another morning, another motel bed, another city waiting up ahead, and another small memory to leave behind. Somewhere across the Harlan County line. Across the Harlan County line.
Elvin there.
Yeah.
Country boy.
A little laid back here today, aren't we there, Tina?
A little laid back. Yeah, we're gonna have to
the sun. No, I wouldn't say the sun's coming up, but it is getting lighter outside.
It is. About time, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had Dave Elvin there, Harlan Country Line, and of course, J.J. Graham Offro there with The Sweetest Thing.
Yep. Never heard of them.
Oh, well.
I still haven't because we talked all the way through the news.
Yeah. Well, there's somebody I came across here on my favorite radio station, KPND.
Yeah, I listen to that in the car.
Yeah, that's
right. CIDO, but I do. KPND is a great station out of Sandpoint, Idaho.
Progressive rock.
Yeah, independent. Well, it's not exactly indie music, but they do play.
They got some good
indie
stuff.
Artists. Yeah, they sure do.
It's where I get all my new music.
It's where you get your new music, is it?
I do. I've got a lot of new bands from listening to that station that we bring over here.
You can stream. We get it on over the air here, but you can stream it as well.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Those who don't live in North Idaho, Southern BC,
yeah,
you can listen to it too.
Yeah. But anyways, what have we got here? We should probably should do our Canadian history.
I would, because I think there's some history. It's just burning a hole in the book.
Oh, I know. And, of course, I haven't had a chance to review it. You watch. I'm going to mess up.
No. I'll be listening more than watching.
Anyways, I'll have a quick glance.
Should I video this just so everybody can watch?
Oh, yeah. You know, we can stream that online, too.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Anyways, 1784, on November the 21st,
Remember it well.
Yeah, it was the birth of New Brunswick. Yeah.
Wow, that must have been a painting. Who is the mother?
I don't know. It says here, Thomas Carleton.
Odd duck, that one.
Yeah, younger brother of Sir Guy Carleton, the defender of Quebec against Americas in 1775-1776, arrives at Parton as the first governor to proclaim the new province of New Brunswick. There you go.
What a guy.
Yeah. And I don't know what the deal is here. In 1921, out of London, England, King George V proclaims Canada's coat of arms, designated white and red as the official Canadian colors, yet never really gave us our country until 1987.
Don't snap your fingers at me. I have no idea. 1776?
I thought I'd throw that
maybe
one in. Yeah. Hey, look at this birthday here. Oh, the one top of the charts, Foster Hewitt.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
He
was the fifth Beatle, wasn't he?
I think he was, actually.
He was, too.
Yeah. And not many people knew that.
No, mm-hmm. Very few. I'm not even sure he was aware of it. But he kind of had that part in his point in his life when we all do. Mm-hmm. Things get a little hazy.
But officially, though, he was known as the voice of Hockey Night in Canada. Born on this day in Toronto in 1902. And in April 21st, 85, passed away in Scarborough.
So is that how Don Cherry got the gig?
I don't know. No, I don't know what the deal. I think Foster just did the play-by-play. I think... No, Cherry still wasn't coaching in 85, I don't believe.
He might. I think he was working at a car lot.
Maybe.
He has all the...
he's got all the suits to prove
it. Yeah,
right?
He could definitely have been the Herb Tarlick of of hockey, without a doubt.
Herb Tarlick.
Yeah, you remember Herb.
I do, yeah. The white belt, the white shoes.
Yeah, he used to work out here at the GM dealer.
Yeah. Oh, man, he had those fancy checkered pants with the cuffs and the matching suit jacket, the boot. Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you dress like that back then?
Never once.
Not quite?
No. And I forgot he had the platform shoes, too.
Oh, that's right. He was only 4'8".
Yeah. Anyways, Hewitt was started as a sports writer for the Toronto Star. Yeah. Foster.
I thought you were still talking about Herb.
I'm still working on Foster.
Oh, okay.
Because I haven't even got up to his Beatle days.
Yet. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll shut up then.
Yeah, so he started
in radio. Thousands of people go, thank you.
Thank you, yes. He started in radio in March of 1923 and made one of the world's first hockey broadcasts from Toronto, Mutual Street Arena, using an upright telephone. Yeah, for over 50 years, he was the announcer for thousands of NHL World and Olympic hockey games. Oh, geez, we're getting some pictures being taken.
Yeah, I got the paparazzi in here today.
Man, the booth just lit up with the flash bulbs there. Here, I'll turn so you can get those handlebar mustaches into the picture there. Yeah.
Thank
you. Anyway, he's Canada's first broadcast of a horse race as well. The King's Plate, that was in 1925.
King's Plate.
Yeah, imagine it. Probably King George the...
Is that before or after he...
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But Conn Smythe convinced him to MC and call the play-by-play of the opening of the Maple Leaf Gardens in 1931, and Hewitt served as the voice of the Leafs up until 1960s, and that's when the Beatles brought him in to
do
the vocals for Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he did the Turn Me On Dead Man part on Revolution Number 9, didn't he?
I think so. That sounded like him. Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever play the record backwards to hear that?
The funny thing is, I did. You know,
I don't know any.
I don't know what the deal was with that.
would think at the time there was probably very few people over the age of 16 that didn't do that.
That's right. We're going, what are those guys talking about? Yeah.
Tough on you. And do you ever hold the Magical Mystery Tour cover up to the mirror because the stars on the cover were supposed to spell out some phone number if you looked at it in a mirror?
867-5309?
No, that was Wilson Pickett.
Actually, I never heard that one.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. No, above the stars in the mirror.
Oh, you didn't, yeah.
Never. No, the Wilson Pickett one I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No,
it
probably still spells it out. I never saw it myself, but now that I've had my right eye fixed, I would see it now.
Yeah, and here I thought you were just looking at me funny to smile.
No, it's just... Good eye, bad eye.
I'm just trying to figure out what I should play next.
Well, I could suggest something, but we'd have to look for it.
Yeah? You like any Freddie King?
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, Freddie's always good.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with Freddie.
No, especially this tune. You know that you love me, yeah.
Is this another nice mellow one?
I hope not, because if not, I'm going to reach into the AC/DC bag.
Oh, no, it didn't. Don't do that. I ate this morning. I want to keep it down for a while.
Well, let's give Freddie King a try.
Because we better pick it up because our engineer, Rusty, here, he's looking a little sleepy.
Yeah, you'd think he already went for his run. Anyway, spin it. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Oh, I wanted to say it.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. Right.
I wanted to say because I know how to say it right.
Yeah, okay.
South Kootenai.
That's the word.
That's right.
How do you spell that, anyway?
S-O-O-O-T-H. It's three O's.
I knew it was a few.
like a circle around the sun. Jump in the water, honey, not ever get anything done. Hey, yeah!
Yeah, live in spite of themselves.
Yeah. We were too.
Well, I'll tell you, the Diving Duck Blues. Got a story about that? About that at all, Gary?
Nope.
Okay. Well, and of course, what's his name? Joe's extremely happy you said no.
Oh, is it his? Oh, yeah, man. We could almost hit him right on time. Then he can go back outside and huddle around the heating. The heat pump out there.
Yeah, actually, I wish you'd...
He was a little cold when I got here this morning. Yeah,
I wish you'd just hustle or huddle around the exhaust pipe.
Take the pipe, Gladys. Take the pipe.
That's right. Yeah, so our very good friend and favorite pencil neck, Big Joe, with the polyester pants and the...
You sure it's him this morning?
I'm pretty sure. I never liked the look, but you always know it's him. But he wants his 4 minutes and 30 seconds. He's got some exciting stuff here about new allegations from, actually, it's stuff that the RCMP have released about Duffy and Wright. Ooh, things are
really
getting, things are getting so juicy.
I wasn't. I didn't realize who that Duffy was till I was watching This Hour Has 22 Minutes the other night, and they did a thing on it, and then they showed a picture of Duffy, and I go, oh, I remember that guy from. What, was he on CBC or CTV?
Well, I think he probably did sometime with CBC, but a lot
it's
of
kind of like the Canadian Football League, where everybody plays on every team eventually.
Eventually, yeah. But I think the last part of his career was with CTV. Yeah. Pretty respected broadcaster in his day, but a disgraced senator. What a combination. It looks good on the resume. But anyway, take it away, Joe.
It is November 21st, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. After a quiet few weeks, the Senate expense scandal is once again headline news. Court documents made public yesterday have moved the scandal deeper into the Prime Minister's office, with the opposition insisting it's now a full step closer to the Prime Minister himself. Here's the CBC's Tom Perry.
Is not aware of any evidence.
The RCMP found no evidence the Prime Minister was personally involved in the minutiae of the Duffy deal, but documents released yesterday show members of Harper's inner circle were clearly in the loop. The RCMP interviewed Senator Irving Gerstein, chief fundraiser for the Conservative Party of Canada. Nigel Wright informed him about his deal with Duffy. An executive director of the party, its top lawyer, and others were also in on the secret. In an email uncovered by the Mounties, Wright acknowledges the Prime Minister knew in broad terms that he had personally assisted Duffy in getting him to repay his expenses. Opposition leader Tom Mulcair finds it hard to believe Harper wasn't in on every detail.
Given his nature, his tendency to control everything, I find that less and less plausible.
While the RCMP documents don't directly implicate Harper, they suggest his office was deeply involved in efforts to put a lid on the Senate scandal. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
Now, the opposition won't be able to continue its questioning of the Prime Minister today. Harper will not be in the House of Commons for question period. He is scheduled to make an announcement in Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, the scene of this summer's train disaster. The two Canadians taken into custody in Russia following a Greenpeace protest back in September have now been granted bail. Greenpeace is reporting that Alexandre Paul of Montreal was granted bail today, while Paul Rizicki of Port Colborne, Ontario, had his bail request passed on Tuesday. They were among 30 activists taken into custody at an oil drilling platform in the Arctic and charged with hooliganism. Their bail has been set at more than $60,000. Thanks to changes brought in by the Harper government, the number of Canadians applying for criminal pardons has dropped off significantly. With more on what this means to thousands of Canadians looking to turn their lives around, here's the CBC's Alison Crawford.
In the employer's mind, if you have a record, that's the barrier for not even having it.
That's the experience of a woman from London, Ontario, who CBC has agreed not to identify. On social assistance, she says she can't afford to apply for a record suspension. Last year, the federal government hiked the application fee from $150 to $631. It also lengthened the number of years offenders must wait before they may apply. The result? 10,000 fewer people applied for a pardon last year. Howard Sapers is Canada's correctional investigator.
When the criminal courts impose a sentence, that's supposed to be the price, not these sort of secondary punishments that come up administratively.
Sapers adds the current backlog of more than 15,000 applications has led to processing delays of more than 2 years. Alison Crawford, CBC News, Ottawa.
Twin brothers from Sydney, Nova Scotia are being recognized this week for their role in enforcing the cleanup of one of Canada's most notorious industrial waste sites. The late Ron and Don Dolesky were known as the Tarpons twins. The CBC's Wendy Martin reports.
That's what you're sucking down your arm.
August 1999, Don Dolesky, a former steelworker, waded into the noxious Tarpons with a bucket and a shovel, claiming it was time to tackle the mess himself. The stunt made headlines across Canada. It would be five more years before governments would officially announce a plan to remediate the site.
He's one of the catalysts that helped.
Donnie Burke of the Tarpons Agency says Dolesky's actions that day focused national attention on the problem. Their sister, Sheila Windsor.
That was it. They were going to do everything till the day they died to have it cleaned up.
Neither man lived long enough to see the park that now sits on top of the former Tarpons, the sludge below encased in cement. Tomorrow, a section of the park will be named in their honor. Wendy Martin, CBC News, Sydney.
And that is the CBC News to this hour.
Yeah,
we broadcast live and podcast at our website, cbcnews.ca.
Oh, yeah. Man, see, he was so happy the other day. He pissed him.
I'm Joe Cummings.
Mics are on? Did I say that? Did I say that out loud?
Something about a pith helmet, wasn't it, Tim? I don't know.
Yeah.
Some new accoutrement that Joe is sporting today.
Joe's going to come in here one day with a big guy with a bat and tune us up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
It'll likely take me out first, but...
yeah. Take him first. Yeah. I got an appointment later.
Get that trucker in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, where are we at here?
I don't know. One thing I was really disappointed in the news this morning.
Yeah?
I didn't hear anything about Mayor McCrack.
I know. What's that all about?
And you know that the proof of the end days has come when Rush Limbaugh heaps scorn on somebody for being an obese drug addict.
Wow.
And...
Oh, Rush told him.
Yeah. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed there's a lot of, 375-pound crackheads around town.
Yeah, sure. Well, they got to start somewhere, you know.
That's right.
You don't want to start when you're skinny.
No.
Then you disappear altogether. But
yeah, waste away to nothing. Yeah, anyways. Welcome back, everybody. Second half hour.
I've been getting emails from some of my friends back home going, what's the deal about this guy? What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, it's. I think a lot of people are wondering about that.
Oh, I think it's just priceless.
It is.
Stay classy, Toronto.
Yeah. Well, Toronto is still mad that the mayor they wanted got elected in Calgary, and the mayor that Calgary wanted got elected in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
see. Normally, we get the redneck in Calgary.
Oh yeah. I go to now.
But whatever, that's the way it goes.
Thought maybe it was like a trade between.
Oh no,
the Flames trading to the Argonauts or something.
It kind of reminds me of the days when Ralph Klein was mayor.
Yeah,
he couldn't do anything wrong, and although he did,
and he tried awful hard.
Oh yeah, he worked at it. Yeah, but that's the way it goes. Even when he became premier of the province, he still could really do no wrong, although he did try.
I remember some story about him going through, was it a homeless shelter or something, when he was drunk, throwing money at...
Get a job, you guys.
Get a job, you guys.
Come on. That was about midnight. He had a couple of one too many pops, you know.
Yeah. But that is something you could get away with easier in Calgary than you could in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's right. Because there'd probably be about, thousands of others behind him doing the same thing.
Picking up the money.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm thinking maybe a little riverboat fantasy might work for me right now. I don't know. It's hard.
Are you sure you'd rather not be alone for this? Or?
I don't know. We'll give it a try.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of those things. Who is this artist?
I know. I was wondering that, too.
We should be looking at giving away free coffee mugs, but, look at that. 1,200 listeners this morning.
At least, that's 1,000, Tim.
12,000? 12,000.
12,000
listeners this morning. That's
at
awesome.
At least.
I haven't looked at the map yet.
At least, and that's not counting the people that are listening on the air.
Yeah. But anyways. That's not counting them.
No, it isn't counting them at all.
Anyways, let's let David Wilcock. Oh, I blew it.
You
okay.
blew it. Okay, if you can guess who this is, then
David Wilcock,
let Tim know, and he'll give you a hearty handshake and a pat on the back.
And we'll leave it at that.
And we'll leave it at that.
That's right.
But you'd have to travel to Creston to collect.
Sitting on a riverboat, having a party, me and my kids. 21 on the Mississippi River, heading out of New Orleans. The year is 1894. Oh, come on, mama, and love me some more. Her dark eyes flash like a gambler's rings. She shakes her pretty head and sings. Life for me is a riverboat fantasy, watching the sun go down.
glimmer. I think I'm gonna fall. What? Catch me, mama, that's all. Life for me is a riverboat fantasy, watching the sun go down. A rock and roll band with a reefer in my hand. Now look at that wheel go around. Cocaine kisses and moonshine misses. That's the life for me. I'm sailing away from my heartache on a riverboat fantasy. Delta sun beats down like a hammer. It gives the lowdown blues. I've got a cotton gin, a weave and spin, and shake the dust from my shoes. I made my money, I found me a honey to tickle me under my chin. When morning comes, I ride into town and worry about the shape I'm in. Life for me is a riverboat fantasy, watching the sun go down. Yes, it is. I'm sailing away from my heartache on a riverboat fantasy.
All right, let's get the volume levels.
Okay, do you have a winner? Did you get a winner on
that? Gee, I didn't check.
I think you did.
Let's see. Nobody said anything. Oh, except somebody like David Wilcox.
There, you got a winner.
Yeah, that's right. You're a winner today, buddy. You get the handshake, and what else was it?
Pat on the back.
Oh, and the pat on the back.
But you have to come here to collect.
Got to come here to collect. That's where it goes, yeah. But oh well.
Okay, what do we got here?
Oh, I'm just eyeballing all the...
The birthdays?
Oh, the birthdays, yeah. Let's get going there.
Yeah,
November the 21st.
Burning daylight.
Yeah. Actually, it is starting to get light out now. We've got two birthdays today, folks, for this day in rock history. We've got Dr. John, of course, born on this day in 1940.
And then, why did they call him Dr. John?
I'm not sure.
His name is Mac.
Mac Rebenack, yeah. Mm-hmm. 1948, Lonnie Jordan, keyboard player for War, Spill the Wine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good tune, that one. Yeah, I went to see Dr. John there a number of years ago. Holy jeez, what an awesome show.
I bet.
Yeah. It was all full of that gooby dust and voodoo stuff, know.
Never cared much for his voice, but I liked it.
Good show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's one of those ones. Had I gone to see him, I probably would have been a real fan.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I was first come across him when he was... when he did the band's The Last Waltz. Of course, after that, any time I found myself in a piano bar, I'd always ask them, hey, you know any Mac Rebenack? Such a Night, you know that one?
And piano player's going, smart ass.
I wish this guy would go sit down, yeah. Anyway, we got a bunch of useless trivia here throughout the years.
Oh, it's the best kind to have.
Well, it is. You know, my head's just full of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And our first... tidbit of useless trivia dates back to 1960, and that's when the Beatles are performing at the Kaiser Keller in Hamburg, Germany, when 17-year-old George Harrison is deported back to England for being in the pub while underage. I guess it must have been 18 back then.
Must have been. I didn't know they had drinking age over there.
Well, I thought in Germany for sure it was like 5 or something.
Yeah, because you drink your whole life.
Yeah, Lederhosen and Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
I mean, holy jeez.
Brazilian dancers.
Yeah. 1964, Marvin Gaye's How Sweet It Is enters the Hot 100, or it will peak at number 6 during a 14-week stay. Yeah. It took off again when James Taylor took it to number 5 in 75.
What album was that
75. Well, it wouldn't have been Gorilla. Sweet Baby James. Oh, Gorilla. There you go. There's your useless trivia of the day, folks.
I'm pretty sure.
1970, 2 months after launching their TV series, The Partridge Family reaches a top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 with I Think I Love You. The only cast, or the only members of the cast who actually sang on the record were David Cassidy and his real-life stepmother, Shirley Jones.
Hmm.
Danny Bonaducci didn't sing on that?
No.
You've got to be kidding me.
I find that hard to believe.
I know.
Yeah.
I just...
The Carpenters.
Most everything about him is hard to believe.
Huh?
Most everything about him is hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, yeah. Also in 1970, The Carpenters were at number 2 on the U.S. singles chart with We've Only Just Begun, a song originally written for a TV commercial advertising a bank. All right.
Without a doubt.
They turned it into a lovely little number.
Feel our hand in your pocket, we've only just begun.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, 1987. Oh, and I remember this one well, for some strange reason. Billy Idol had the Billboard's top tune with a live version of Tommy James and the Shondells with Moni Moni.
When that was out, I just started to play with Rob Quist and Great Northern, this group from Kalispell I was with for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And our drummer used that as clinching proof of the non-existence of God, that we had to suffer through Moni Moni as a hit twice in one lifetime.
Hmm.
So that was... We had a very deep philosophical discussion. He was loaded on Jolt Cola. We're rolling down the road.
Oh,
the bus.
Jolt. Jeez, yeah.
All the sugar and twice the caffeine.
That's right. Yeah, I remember when that came out.
He came, he sat down at the table, he plopped this can of Jolt Cola down there, and he goes, "Let's talk." And we're going, "Oh, Lord, it's going to be..." Because we were on our way to Portland, Oregon, from Helena, Montana. We're going, "Oh, this is going to be a long ride."
Yeah, let's put him behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And what else? In 2002, songwriter Buddy Kay passed away at the age of 84. His 57-year songwriting career produced some of Barry Manilow's hits, Pat Boone, Perry Como, and the theme show, theme song, I Dream a Genie.
You're kidding.
That one was at the top of his resume.
Speaking of Barry Manilow, do you have any Dan Fogelberg stuff on your...
I got one song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he was described as... I read a review where he was described as the thinking woman's Barry Manilow.
Yeah, a place in the world for a gambler.
That's a...
You know, I played that song one day here. I gave it the hook.
It's a long... I love that song.
Oh, man, I tell
it's
you.
It's a long one.
It didn't fit in with the time.
No,
I was. It was a Rockin' Friday show.
Yeah, it's not a rockin' song by any stretch. No, you gotta
warm up to that one.
Souvenirs album,
yeah,
which is what that's from.
That's right. That's from the FM movie soundtrack.
Yeah, we used to play. We used to think we were Dan Fogelberg when in Denver. Like, we did a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
All Souvenirs.
That's the only song I think I even know of his.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, he was...
I probably should give him a break, and I'll mark that on my list.
You should.
Yeah.
If I can find the... I know where the cover is for Souvenirs, but if I can actually find the disc, I'll bring it into.
Yes, and look at this lineup.
Talk about useless stuff.
Oh.
I mean, the stuff we're doing outside of what you're reading is even...
It is.
Useless than what you're reading.
And, of course, we've got the newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003 were announced. They will join the distinguished list of previous inductees as George Harrison, Prince, ZZ Top, Jackson Brown, the Dells, Bob Seger, Beeb, yeah, also known as Beeb, and Traffic. George Harrison will become the third Beatle to enter the Rock Hall as a solo performer. Of course, John Lennon inducted in 92 and McCartney in 99 and the group in 88. 1988, it took that long for the Beatles to be inducted, eh? That's kind of hard to believe.
But yeah, well, there was a whole generation by then that probably hadn't heard of them.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was the other day I talked about when the Beatles anthology was released in 92 or 95 or whatever. They sold like 450,000 copies the first day.
Yeah.
And most of those people probably weren't even born when the Beatles were around.
I was on a bus in Denver many years. I don't know where I was going.
yeah.
in town. I don't know why I was riding a city bus on top of that, but there was some guy sitting there listening to headphones to his Walkman, you know, the hot thing, listening to a hot cassette tape on his Walkman.
Yeah.
And he just blurts out, "The Beatles invented rock and roll, man!" And everybody in the bus just turned around and looked, okay.
Yeah, I remember my first
stop
beer.
Stop and let him off at the hospital.
Yeah. Jeez. Anyway, I've only got two songs standing by. We could play one if you like.
I think we should. We owe it to yeah. the whole industry.
Well, we had
to
quite
play at least one.
I'm kind of thinking. I got a hankering for some Dr. John.
That sounds like a good one.
Or Mac Rebinac.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah. So either one. Yeah.
Some if he put out an album under his real name, it would be some kind of. Like yeah. Carpenter's remakes or something.
You know, he used to be a guitar player, but he got the tip of his finger shot off, so he switched to piano. There, I thought there'd be one more useless piece of trivia for you today.
Well, you know about the Micah, my son would kill me because I can't remember this guy's, but the guitar player from Black Sabbath, Iommi, is his last name. He's missing the tips of at least two fingers.
Yeah. What's the deal on that?
He was working, I believe, in a meat cutting thing in Texas. Mm. So whoever got that hamburger got a little bonus.
Yeah, right.
A gristle in there that day.
Tastes like Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Well, it was, oh, boy.
He was probably working in the same meat shop as Alan.
Could have been.
Yeah, because that's what Alan did to his thumb, didn't he? In the meat slicer?
Originally, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, he has a hell of a time hitchhiking now.
He tries.
Why won't people stop? They're driving by. He looks like he's hitchhiking, but I don't see the thumb.
That's right. Yeah. Anyways, Dr. John, such a night right here on
Sooth Kootenai Radio,
Rudy.
Spinning.
Hello, Doctor. Dr. John, Mac Rebinac.
Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. I just wanna stop
thank you, baby.
All right, first, a little James Taylor there for this day in rock and roll history for y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah. But anyways.
I'm going to take a flyer here, and I'm going to guess that there's a guy named David Paul in Kansas City that's listening. At least I think it might be him. I can just tell. We can see into the home of virtually everybody that listens to this thing, and I'm pretty sure it's David sitting there looking at his phone going, what the hell is this coming out of this telephone? But anyway, he's a fiddle player, really fine fiddle player. Worked with him for a long time and got a Vassar Clements song for him.
Yeah?
We do.
Take a break.
Take a break.
Right here on...
Sooth Kootenai Radio.
Yeah.
Spin it, Vassar.
Hoser, yeah.
hearts is the wild as us. Look at the chances we're taking, and think of the hearts we'll be breaking. Maybe I don't know. Now eagles, they fly on that restless wind. They meet eye to eye, they're gone again. Sharing their love there forever. Like them, will we be together? Maybe I don't know. I thought that love would be, but I'm going right out of my mind. Cause those feelings won't die. I just don't know why I keep standing so close to the flame. The chances we're taking, and think of the hearts we'll be breaking. What of the bridges we'll burn? Are we not owe something in return? Maybe I don't know. Yeah, baby,
now that was professional sounding.
Who was that?
Oh, the thing was on autopilot there, and Greg was talking about his letting go of his bum or something. Man, that was unbelievable.
Slicker than, yeah.
Whatever. We should have a look at the weather across the country here.
We should.
I totally missed that here.
I know. I've been hanging on what goes on. Oh. On that river that separates New Brunswick from the rest of the world. River. Isn't that how that works?
I'm trying to think of the name of that river. Not the St. John.
The Gamaguchi or something.
The Miramichi.
The Susquehanna.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. All right. -8 here in the Crescent Valley. Still. Yeah.
Still.
And,
yeah. It never changes.
We're supposed to go up to 2, but the sun's not quite over the Skimmerhorns yet, so it'll start warming up.
A little bit of blue sky.
Yep. Supposed to be sunny. Supposed to be sunny today, yeah. Well, in Vancouver, look at those poor guys. -3.
Oh, my God. That's tragedy. They'll be on the news.
It'll be
hardship. The lattes are freezing and the wine's cold.
And the cars are sliding everywhere.
Yeah.
But look at that. -26 and snowing in Whitehorse.
What is it in Calgary?
Calgary, -7 and warmed up. It was like -20 or something there the other day.
Yeah,
cloudy there, which is a little unusual for Calgary. -25 in Regina, though. I wish I was there right now.
Don't you, though? Yeah. Even when I was there, I was always wishing I was there.
Every time I had to go to Regina for a meeting, I'd just curse that place.
Were you ever there when the wind wasn't blowing? You know, like the flags were basically starched or something?
They got to replace those flags like every month.
Had to be about the windiest place I'd ever been.
In Winnipeg, sunny and -17. Toronto, cloudy and 5. 2 degrees in Fredericton and sunny and snowing in St. John's, Newfoundland, 3 degrees. You got a little bit of sun happening up there, too.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, we got to get rid of that album. That one came up by mistake. I'm thinking. Yeah, I gotta play something here that's good.
We haven't. Keep reaching there. We'll hit something good yet, Tim.
How about some Doc's guitar?
Some Doc's guitar,
Doc Watson.
Oh, you got her.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of which doctor I knew that played guitar. There's lots of them.
There's
actually
a few of them. Yeah. Yeah, they're all doctors of guitar. Anyway, Doc Watson here, everybody.
If that ain't good.
If it isn't good, well, we'll
good
just
can't
keep,
be had.
We'll keep reaching deep.
That's
deeper,
right.
Yeah. All right. Spin it.
Be the fastest minute and a half you'll ever spend.
All right. That is a short song.
Yeah. Just warning you so you can kind of prepare for what comes next.
Guess I better get looking for
you
the
don't
next
want to
song.
Put it all on our shoulders to carry this thing, you know.
No. Because it's quite a
although break. It is the thinking person's radio breakfast.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
Big warm bowl of what?
Big steaming bowl of just what you need to start the day out right.
That's right. I feel better now.
You should.
I guess I better finger pick one, Jim. I won't do let Merle get ahead of me on that finger picking style. I ain't going to tell you what this is. I'll just pick it.
Cold and gray, and then the sun. graveyard. Home to me, my troubles in the graveyard.
Yvonne Helm there with When I Go Away. Man, that's a pretty awesome tune, that one, from the Electric Dirt album. And yeah. When did that come out? 2009. Yeah.
And he was such a
awesome musician.
Yeah. And such a class act, too.
He is. Yeah. Although I kind of wondered when I read his book.
I didn't read the book. Maybe I shouldn't.
Probably not.
Or maybe I can't. I'm not sure which it is.
Maybe I can't. I like that one. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
I can't read it. I don't have it.
Yeah. There you go.
I quite possibly could.
Yeah. Might be, Joe might have it over there. I gave Joe all my books,
yeah. I went to the eye doctor, talking about reading stuff. I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and he, you know, put the chart up on the wall and asked me if I could read it. And I said, yeah, I can tell you what the letters are, but can't pronounce those words. So he said, just go for the letters. That'll be good enough.
That's a start, buddy.
That's a start.
Yeah. So everything's, you're pretty happy with all that then, eh?
Yeah. It's nice to be able to see clearly out of one eye, at least.
I can see clearly now. Who sang that song?
Al Green.
I don't know. I don't think it's really a favorite of ours. I just happened to remember it from that Top 40 radio when I was a youngster.
I can't believe I can't remember that. Well, I can't believe I can't remember that. But
that could have been our free coffee mug of the day if you could answer that.
It could have been. Well, we might have won a free coffee mug had I been able to answer that. It's one of those. It was Gunna's.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Life full of them.
We got a great follow-up here.
We do.
An Alan Lane.
This is a kid's song, because they're this time of day, there could be kids homesick from school, or maybe they're from, you know, they live out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and it's not school time out there yet, and they're just waiting to go to school, and they want a little, you know, mom wants to put something on to kind of entertain the kids and all, and this is one that we did on Alan's third CD, is Shoot the Moon CD, and it's just a really nice feel-good start-of-the-morning song for the kids.
We got a message from one of our listeners here.
Oh.
Well, remember? I can see clearly now.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah.
Johnny Nash.
Johnny Nash. Yeah. Close. Anyway. Al Green, Johnny Nash.
Same thing.
They're brothers.
I think they were, yeah.
They were.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Teddy Bear's Pick.
Yeah.
That's the one we're going to listen to right now. Alan Lane.
Talk about walking out the door full of what you need to have a great day. This song would
definitely
be it.
Right on. Right here on
the Sooth Kootenai Radio Experience, broadcast in living color.
All right. Gotta like it.
You gotta.
Are you going down in the woods today? You're in for a big surprise. You can go down in the woods today. You better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there to gather, because that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good, you're a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. You go down in the woods today, I'm not going alone. It's lovely down in the woods today. The
safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there together, because that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. There come the bears, picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a wonderful time today. Watch us catch us unawares and see us picnic on our holiday. Watch us gaily gallabout. We love to play and shout. We never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, our mamas and daddies will take us home to bed, because we're tired little teddy bears. In the woods today, you're bound to not go alone. It's lonely down in the woods today, it's safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there together, because that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Here they come, a picnic time for teddy bears. We are the teddy bears, we're having a wonderful time today. Watch us catch us unawares and see us picnic on our holiday. Watch us gaily gallabout. We love to play and shout, we never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, our mamas and daddies will take us home to bed, because we're tired little teddy bears. At 6 o'clock, our mamas and daddies will take us home to bed, because we're tired little teddy bears.
Teddy bear picnic for all you guys wondering.
If that doesn't just soothe your child, I don't know what to. I
almost had a hankering for a nap there.
I know. It just, you know, it kind of takes you back to those days. I had a question, what's a teddy bear's picnic?
That's right. Yeah, one of the
listeners. Have to ask a teddy bear. That's all there is to it.
That's right. So if you got a teddy bear there at home, even one with only one eye, go on over and have a little discussion with them.
Chances are they're pretty coy about these kind of things. They like to play dumb, like they can't talk. So they may not answer you right off the bat, but waterboarding works, I hear.
Yeah.
On a teddy bear. I think that's allowed. That's,
yeah. Well, just for practice.
Just for practice. Yeah. You never know. You never know.
Well, shiver me timbers.
It is almost time, isn't it, there, Dr. Tim?
It's almost time, yeah. We're only going to be able to squeeze one more song in, and boy, I was racking my brains when you went to refill your Dr. Pepper there.
Yeah, speaking, I never thought of it quite like that.
Speaking of doctors, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought we'd finish off with some Blackie and the Rodeo Kings here.
Oh, no doubt.
Actually, when I went to see them here, when was that? I guess it was last year. This was the very first song they played. And I knew right from the very first song that we were in for a treat that night. So
aren't they coming back? Or have they been around here lately? Or really? I thought I saw something about them in Cranbrook.
Oh, well, that's where I seen them, in Cranbrook, at the Key City Theater.
Yeah.
That was last April. But
I thought I saw something. I don't know if they're coming back,
but I'd definitely go and see them again, that's for sure. It was an awesome show. It was like I was in front row center seats. Actually, I was in row two, and the people in front of me weren't there.
They would be virtual. Yeah. They weren't there. The people who had the front row seats weren't there.
They weren't there, and of course, that really threw the band off, and they kind of had a little chat with them saying, wow, aren't you guys lucky?
Yeah.
Why didn't you move up, they said. But anyways, we didn't need to. We had front row.
Exactly, and you had a place to put your feet.
That's right, yeah. So we're going to finish the show off here with water or gasoline.
Yeah, it's a tough choice these days.
And I know, yeah.
Because they got cars that will run on either.
Well, they got stuff that even runs off dirty French fry oil.
Yeah.
Actually, Fred Eaglesmith's tour bus runs on that stuff. They pull into town and they go around to all the restaurants looking for used oil.
Yeah, right? Several years ago, a gal that had picked cherries for us in the years before that came by to say hi early one summer, and she was with this guy, and they were in this little Nissan pickup, or I guess it was a Datsun. It was old enough. It was a Datsun, but it was a running on the French fry oil. Mm-hmm. And it was so, I mean, yeah, like you want to get down. It's like sniffing a dog's behind, but you get out and sniff at the exhaust pipe.
Yummy. It smells like French fries.
It did, actually. Yeah. But they did that, but the problem they had was the whole back end of the pickup truck was full of these 5-gallon pails that had the cooking oil in it.
Yeah.
Because you got to put it somewhere.
That's right.
And I don't know, maybe the technology's changed, but you still need a diesel to start the vehicle.
Oh.
And then once it was running, then you hit a switch and it switched it over to the...
Oh, is that right?
But it wouldn't start on the cooking oil. That's probably changed by now.
Yeah.
You'd probably put more petroleum in the cooking oil.
Or a tougher spark or something. Who knows?
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
That's our science tip for the day.
Yeah. And this over here, Noah, is also known as Bill Nye, our science guy.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Damn, you blew my cover.
Yeah. Actually,
everybody thought I was some goober from Kansas City, but instead I'm a science guy from...
We had a lot of references of doctors today.
Yeah, we did. It was just kind of a medical kind of day.
It was. I hope everybody feels enlightened.
Oh, I do.
All right, thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone. We're going
especially you, David Paul, in Kansas City. I was right. It was him that was listening.
It was him, yeah. Right on. We'll catch y'all on the flip side, eh?
Hey, on Sooth Kootenai Radio, a spinet beauty.
Yep.
Something like that. My mind. You said something.
It is November 21st, and this is CBC News.